The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, has been in New York over the past few days as part of his UN conference on refugees. He joins me on the line. He's in Dallas, I think. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Not bad. What are you doing in Dallas?
Mate, I'm catching up with family here, actually. So we're going to take a few days off and back to Australia after that. So a few days at the UN conference, and obviously the Prime Minister delivered a key speech yesterday. So I think it's been a productive couple of days.
I'm a bit confused about a couple of things. I had your colleague Scott Morrison on the phone yesterday after I made a couple of comments. The first about the figure of 18,750. It appeared from the statement made by Mr. Turnbull, which we have here.
Securing our borders has increased public confidence and enabled Australia to have one of the world's most generous humanitarian systems. Australia's program of permanent refugee resettlement is the third largest in the world. And I'm pleased to announce that Australia's planned increase to almost 19,000 places from mid-2018 will be maintained at this level. This in addition to the 12,000 places we've committed for refugees from Syria and Iraq. And these commitments should be considered in the context of our national population of 24 million.
Peter Dutton, didn't that announcement get made already by Tony Abbott, the former Prime Minister?
The announcement by Tony was for the current program, 13,750 to go to 16,250 next year, and then by 2018-19, 18,750. So it was only committed over a four-year period.
Mm.
Prime Minister's announcement yesterday was that it would continue at that level beyond the 4 years, so ongoing.
So in other words, for the rest of time, until someone else makes a change, it will be a commitment for 18,750.
That's right. That's a commitment that he's made. And obviously, we've got, as the Prime Minister pointed out, a successful program, but on a per capita basis, it ranks pretty well against other countries. President Obama, for example, on behalf of the US, announced they were increasing theirs up to 110,000 a year. So obviously, population of over 300 million people compared to our 24, but they take 110,000. And Canada's the other country, and we've spoken about that for a long time, that Australia is amongst the top three most generous nations in the world.
Well, certainly, if you compare the amount of people we bring here based on our population with what the Americans do with their 300 million plus. Look, just on, he's talking now about Central Americans coming here as part of this and Costa Ricans. I don't think there'd be too many Australians, unless they come from Costa Rica, that know too much about them. What sort of place is Costa Rica?
Well, the program that the US is run, they've got a standard which is set up and they process claims there. So already Australia, under the existing program, takes a handful of people from Central America, so there'll be an expansion, slight expansion on that, and we'll work through that detail with the US. But look, ultimately, there's a lot that we do with the US, and we ask them to do things for us from time to time, and vice versa. For example, on the Syrians that we're taking in, again, an announcement made by then Prime Minister Abbott, we have asked the United States to conduct security checks, probably in a way that they're not doing for many other, if any other countries. So there are things that, that we do for each other, because obviously we're good friends with the US, and they were keen to get a number of countries in to support the program that they've got, and we're happy to do that.
Would this suggest the United Nations security checks aren't up to what we'd expect? Is that why we're enlisting the aid of the Americans to check out the people?
Well, Ray, Labor's criticised this stuff for not being, you know, quick enough in bringing the 12,000 Syrians to Australia. But that, as we've seen in Paris and as we've seen in Germany, the fact is that, that these criminal people smuggling networks are putting people into the queues, pretending to be refugees when they're not.
Mm.
And, you know, that's not something that would be acceptable to the Australian public. So I've deliberately, and I've been very open about this, I mean, we've deliberately gone through the most arduous of checks, particularly for people that are referred to as outside of the UN process. We need to have a look at those people, who's sponsoring them, go through all of the details. We've said that we are taking young men of fighting age. We want to concentrate on families, on persecuted minorities, which obviously includes Christians. So we've been meticulous about it, and I think if we do that, then we give ourselves the best chance of bringing the right people here, because otherwise not only do you pose a security risk, but you also end up taking people that are less deserving than those who are waiting in camps.
And in relation to the people, and I'm not trying to be provocative, but the Costa Ricans, would they be Christians?
For many of them, they would be, and they might be fleeing gang violence, for example. Mm. It could be a number of reasons why they've been deemed to be refugees. But as I say, it won't be a big number. And each year, I make an announcement about the composition of the 13,750 going to 18,750 in 2018-19. Mm. So there'll be a breakdown of where people are coming from, which countries, which background. But it is literally only a handful of people.
I know you're a long way away, but have you caught up with this essential research poll that I revealed yesterday from the left-leaning Guardian newspaper about a ban on Muslim immigration?
Yes, I have seen it.
I mean, the astounding, even the author, it comes from a left-leaning poll, essential poll organisation, published in a left-leaning Guardian newspaper. I mean, it would have the left-leaning cafe latte sippers, and I guess those bamboo sock-wearing set really concerned that actually Greens and Labor make up many of the 49% who agree with an outright ban on Muslim immigration.
And the Guardian runs strange things from time to time, and they're no friend of the government. They want an open borders policy. They're opposed to offshore detention, opposed to turnbacks, all the rest of it. So I don't place too much faith in anything the Guardian publishes. But look, I think people are...
Yeah, but this is in direct opposition, Minister, to what you'd normally expect from them. This is exactly the other side of the ledger.
Ray, it's not surprising in one way, because people are watching what's happening overseas, what's happening in Germany, what's happening in Paris. And my judgment is that Australians support migration. We always have, and I think as a country always will. But we're not going to accept people into our country who want to do us harm. And if people here seeking to do us harm, then I think Australians want to see the government deport those people. And that's certainly what we will do. And this is why we're going through the applications in a very detailed way, running all of the security checks that we can, because we are not going to bring people that that would seek to cause us harm. But as I've said on the program before, I can't accept that every person from a particular religion or a particular country or region is coming here to do us harm. I think that's a nonsense.
Yeah, I know that, but what you've got to understand, Minister, is even the Greens, a percentage of them, a third of them who are in this poll, and many of the Labor supporters don't want to take the risk. And if you were to, you know, import every Syrian of the 12,000 you're talking about from a Christian background, they'd be much more comfortable. And that, I know it's not fair, but that's just how they feel. That's how the electorate feels.
Well, we haven't got a breakdown of 12,000 yet, obviously, but my sense is that, that there will be a very, very high proportion of persecuted minorities, including, as I say, Christians, in that 12,000. So... we're not taking people that we think are going to pose a threat to us that would seek to come here to do harm. We're mindful of public opinion, understand the sentiment that people are expressing, but we don't discriminate by religion or sex or anything else. We take people on their feet to find a new life. They've established refugees, and you know, as we demonstrate, as people know across the country, the vast majority of people do the right thing, but those who seek to do the wrong thing or seek to harm other Australians, well, it's down to the cannabis.
That line's deteriorating, so I'll leave it there and talk to you when you're back home next week. Thanks very much, Minister.
Thanks, Ray. See you, mate.
Immigration Minister Peter Dutton.